You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
We're really excited to have Matthew Sharp with Running Works on the podcast today, Mike.
Absolutely. Running Works is a phenomenal organization in and around Charlotte, specifically in Uptown, that does so much more than running.
So much more than running. Really, this running community has come together to create Running Works, which is an organization to help bring in homeless people of Charlotte, to help to give them something that they can belong to get them off the streets and start to rebuild their life through the counseling and career development, housing assistance, among other aspects. So we're really excited to have Matthew Sharp with Running Works.
Yeah, you can't wait to hear about what his story is and how they give back to the community. He really dives deep.
Thank you for joining us today, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's get right into it. If you don't mind, let's sort of set the table for our listeners. Give us a little bit of the history of Running Works.
Sure. So Running Works started 7 years ago. 7 years ago in April, and our founder and executive director, Meredith Delary, was an avid and is an avid runner, was running Ironmans, ultra marathons all over the world. And she was, doing that all the time. She started to realize that she wasn't really necessarily helping the community in Charlotte. She was helping other organizations and, donating maybe some of her money or her winnings, I guess, in some of the races in other areas. And realized, you know what, Charlotte's got a need, and I can feel that through running. And she'll say it in her in articles she's been on, in podcasts she's been on. She has a history of addiction and abuse and trauma, and so what she identifies in others is that especially the population we serve, which are those individuals and families who are suffering or experiencing neglect, abuse, poverty, or homelessness, a lot have trauma in their backgrounds and their lives. And she was able to identify with a lot of our team members, aka our clients. And so she said, you know what, look, if I can start running or if running saved my life and maybe that can help someone else. And so she started Running Works 7 years ago. And fast forward till today, it's been an amazing organization that really is a human services health organization that, we focus on, again, those individuals who just need a little helping hand. And those individuals are experiencing, like I said before, neglect, abuse, poverty, homelessness, addiction, and from using our three-step process of we run, we work, we house, we're able to focus in on the health, the mental health, the physical health, the social health of our individuals, really get them in the door. And then from there, we work on jobs, transportation, housing, food insecurity, and whatnot. So. Long story short, it started about 7 years ago, and Meredith is a very passionate individual who started it and has helped. We've served over 4,500 individuals over the past 7 years.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible.
That is fantastic. So, how did you connect with Meredith and Running Works?
Sure.
How did that get started?
So, the funny thing is, I don't have a background in nonprofit world. I have a bachelor's in hotel resort management. I have my MBA, and I was working at a higher ed institution here in Charlotte for 11 years and said, I need to do something different, do something new. And a good friend of mine knew Meredith, and we connected, and I have a passion for those that we serve. And it just happened that my skill set aligned with some of the needs of Running Works about 2.5 years ago when I came on board, and immediately saw the benefit of the organization and what a simple thing like running could do for those who are down in the luck, who, again, might be facing some type of trauma in their past. And it's a simple act of walking or running. We often call it Walking Works because there's a lot of our individuals who aren't in the shape mentally, physically, spiritually to get out there and run a marathon. And that's not our goal. Our goal isn't to have our team members in Ultraman, Ironman type competitions. It's how do you set a goal for yourself? Take that one stride at a time to combat whatever you're facing. And so we use the sport of running and walking to do that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Who are the people that you serve? How do they come to connect with Running Works?
Sure. So on a number of different fronts, but to be honest, the first and foremost is word of mouth. We have a lot of our team members, like I said, our clients, we call them team members because in any sport, you know, you're part of a team, a family. Yeah. And that's what we capture at Running Works. You know, when someone comes in, they see that family approach, that team, and they can be a part of. And so it's word of mouth. It's those individuals who have been part of our program for some 4, 5, and 6 years that they might have housing now, they might have a job, but they come back for the family, for the relationships that were built. And so a lot of it, like I said, is the word of mouth that they're talking to those that are in the shelter with them, that are on the street, that they might see at a food pantry. And they're just sharing their story, what they've experienced. And that resonates with other individuals that say, you know what, maybe it's time for me to try something new. And they come in the door and they meet us and, you know, we start building relationships from there.
And it sounds like you've got much more a breadth of services between mental health counseling, I mean, group therapy, career development. You mentioned run, walk, house. Can you dive a little bit more into that? I'm curious about that three-step process.
Sure. So, yeah, I would say in the earlier stages of Running Works, you know, we call ourselves the mobile emergency unit. We were smaller. So someone came in, what was your need? Let's try to address it. But of course, like any organization, any business, you grow, you have to put in structure and organization. And so, you know, we said we have to have a niche. We have to make sure that we understand who our clients are. And so when we created the We Run, We Work, We House, it was to create that system so that an individual isn't just being enabled, but is, you know, looking at the root cause of why they're in the situation they're in, what we can do to help, and how we can empower them to help themselves. And so the We Run really is the physical piece. So it's the Tuesday, Friday program. So every Tuesday, Friday at 9:45 a.m. at 901 North Tryon at our headquarters, we go out for a run or a walk. We do that for 45 minutes. We come back, and at 11 o'clock, we have a life skill session. So a workshop on time management, nutrition, goal setting, vulnerability. Our team members will share their story and their testimony. We have members from the community come in that we're always looking for other people to come in and share their stories. Because we feel that we're not the only ones that can share life skills that others around us do as well. And so they're able to have that educational session. And so that's part of Running Works as well, the education, not just the physical fitness or that piece of it. But then there's the mental health component. We partnered with a nonprofit about a year and a half ago to say, look, we only know so much. We have our limitations as staff. We know that there's a need. And so partnering with a mental health organization, they were able to come in, provide interns or masters of social work interns for us that are able to give counseling, case management. Wow. So they can hold someone accountable. They can make sure that they help set their goals. And that might be jobs. It might be getting an ID. It might be treating an addiction. And so that's really when you move over to the We Work program, is our counselors are really helping someone to set their goals. It's not always about the job piece. It might be career advancement. It might be going to a class somewhere, trainings. And they work through that and help them establish an income, establish better skills in a job if that's what they need. And then from there, it's the We House program. So we have a housing program that we started about a year and a half ago. We've housed 35 individuals over that time. Wow. So it's amazing, you know, in that time, for some individuals or from some larger organizations, that might be a small number. But for us, that is a large portion of the team members in our organization. And it has really revolutionized and changed how we interact and what we do when we see our team members that now have a warm place to stay. They can take a shower. They can have a place to eat at their own home. They can buy perishable food that they otherwise couldn't have before. Now, there is still a large need that we're trying to address, right? But it's the baby steps. It's starting there. And so we have, like I said, the 35 individuals that have gone through, and that's families. So that's children as well that are in our housing program.
Wow.
So it's that, again, that three phase of We Run, We Work, We House that, we try to narrow down kind of how we do it. And we felt we feel that that's worked over the past year. And so we're always trying to grow and develop, but we're in a good place.
I love that. That's awesome. Really, your mission is obviously resonating with many. In particular, you know, runners are pretty tight, you know, they are a part of something bigger than themselves as an individual. I mean, it really just makes perfect sense being that runners want to get behind this
And then you want to bring in, you know, how can we serve the community?
Right.
So what other ways are you all getting the word out about the program, Running Works?
So to your point, the running community here in Charlotte is amazing. We have found some phenomenal partners, both volunteers, corporate organizations that we partner with. And so we're at about 25 races a year. And what that looks like for us is race companies come to us and say, you know what, we have some races. We have a volunteer need. Would you and your group be interested in taking on that ownership of getting us volunteers and securing volunteers?
Wow.
And so at those 25 to 30 races that we do, we secure anywhere from 25 to 110 volunteers per race. And majority of those individuals that are volunteering are our team members or our members who themselves might be living on the street, might be in a shelter, might have just gotten housing. They wake up, get to our location at 5 a.m. to hop in our van, to go to the race site, to volunteer, to hand out food, to hand out medals, to set up, to break down. And so it's amazing for our individuals who are in our Running Works shirts. So some can't tell if they're homeless or they're not homeless. But the runners, the race community sees that. They're coming by our booth at every race. They're asking questions. They're jumping on board because they see I have a passion for running. These individuals can maybe break some cycles that they're in right now.
Yeah, and be a part of something and be proud to be a part of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also helping each other.
Right.
Other fellow, you know, men and women mm-hmm. that are struggling with the same issues.
Right.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. You guys are definitely a change agent making big, you know, big splash around of what you guys are doing. I'm curious, Matt, can you tell us maybe an example of a success story? I know you've got some that the listeners could just kind of wrap their head around.
I mean, there's a number and so the listener might first think, okay, well, maybe let's hear a story of someone going from a park bench to running a marathon. And we have some of those stories, but the one that I think of first is a gentleman who about 2 years ago had a massive stroke, left side of his body, no movement. He came to us about 8 months ago with a cane. And about a month ago, he ran his first 5K. And when I say run, he was walking with a cane. But that's a story of, we're not, like I said before, we're not all about the running. Sure. Some is an individual mm-hmm. who has had a massive traumatic experience in their lives, can see the benefit of our organization, can see that for myself, setting a goal of maybe walking a 5K is huge. And so he has walked that. He's, you know, getting counseling. He's going through the steps and the strides. You know, I think of another woman who joined our program a little after December this past year. A crazy story of her fiance back up in Connecticut passed away unexpectedly, and that threw her for a spiral. They had a one-year-old child, and I don't think anyone can fault her for being in the situation where she was, where she lost it. And she spiraled into a cycle of addiction, lost her child to her mom, came down to Charlotte and was in a shelter, was still an addict, was able to connect with Running Works through someone else in the shelter that she was in. And fast forward till today, she works for an armored service. So she is a supervisor as a female carrying a gun, having a livable wage. She moved into her apartment a couple months ago, just received custody of her daughter again. She is living what we look at as just an amazing story of someone who had a great life. Some traumatic experiences happened, spiraled, but she had the determination herself to pick herself up. Running Works played a part in that, played a role. We came alongside her. But she's the hero of the story, of the determination, the resilience, the grit, coming back, knowing that her daughter was the most important thing in her life, and now is in an amazing place and is still thriving.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we love hearing the story of how you're much more than just about running, mm-hmm. really, you know, yeah. with the whole idea of run, work, house. Mm-hmm. So, and you obviously supported her whole, that, you know, her as an individual, as a human being, beyond just the physical piece, which I think if someone, you know, comes across Running Works, they may not fully understand what you guys are all about.
Correct.
How else are you getting the word out to people to explain the services that you provide?
Sure. So whether that's at, like we talked about, the 25 to 30 races, we're there. We do other events throughout the year. One of the biggest events we do is on Global Running Day. And that is the first Wednesday of the year in June. The first Wednesday of June every year. We use it to bring awareness for homelessness, poverty in the Carolinas. So we do what's called the 12-hour run to end homelessness. So on the June 3rd, 2020, will be our next year doing it. We're at Trade and Tryon from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we're running. We have a booth set up and we have people coming out. Last year, or this past year, we had over 200 runners. That might be our team members. It might be runners in the community. It might be someone who went into work at 7 a.m., saw us out there, heard about us, came out there for their lunch break. We ran about 1,400 miles throughout that time. And so we use events like that to showcase we're out running, but like you said before, we have so many other services. You know, we do an event in February called Charlotte Runs Four Wards, so the Four Wards of Uptown, where we have massive amounts of clothes and shoes and bus passes that we just walk around and go around Uptown, handing those out to the men and women who are in need. We do podcasts like this. You know, we just try to get out there as much as we can, sharing our message. But I think our message is conveyed by fellow runners, by fellows and fellow community members who know about us, see our vision, see our passion, and they're telling our story just as much as we are.
I love that. So what is the best way for people to learn more about the organization and connect?
Sure. I would say three things, really. Number one, come visit us, 901 North Tryon. Every Tuesday, every Friday, rain or shine. Now, we might stay inside if it's pouring out, right? But we're always there, Tuesday and Friday, 9:45 a.m. I think going on our website, runningworks.org, is a great way to learn about us and all of our social media handles. So we're on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So I'd encourage people to like us and follow us through those channels as well.
So for people that want to learn more, that's fantastic. For people that want to get involved and be boots on the ground, sure, or make donations, those are the same destinations for them, the website?
Absolutely. Okay. The website, it's pretty clear. There's a donate section. There's a volunteer section, program section. And a lot of people think when we talk about volunteering at Running Works is I have to be this amazing runner. Certainly not it at all. You know, if you come and you can carry on a conversation with someone, that's who we're looking for. Right? So anyone can.
So couch to 5K, you're saying.
Couch to 5K.
Yeah. Did he mention he does CrossFit?
Hey, we even like CrossFitters.
All right. That's good. You open up a whole new world.
No, but to be honest, it's just about building relationships. And so even if you can't run and you can walk with a couple of our team members on a Tuesday and Friday and have a conversation and share what your story is, because it's not just always about learning what our team members' story is and their situation, but it's being able to share your story as well and connect, because we have a lot more in common than we do we have more in common than we do not. So we certainly encourage people to just come build relationships and find out about us on our website.
Fantastic. Awesome. Matt, you obviously are the right man for the job. I could hear the passion really behind your voice, and you believe in the mission of Running Works, and we do too. Thank you for bringing this to us and being here on the podcast today.
I can't wait to show up on a Tuesday and maybe, you know, stretch a little bit and
stretch it out and
get
let's
the snap
go for a run.
Crackle pop and you know, get out there and run.
Oh yeah, we got some good team members we can pair you with.
Oh good, that's good. That's company. No, you guys are doing great work. We're so glad that you're able to come on today, for sure.
Yeah, and again, thank you so much for having us. And we look forward to having everyone out and checking RunWorks out online.
Thanks, awesome. Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.